And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Joining us now, of course, last weekend we saw very nasty storms work through North Dakota and into northwest Minnesota. Plenty of pictures and reports of damage and much more. And I know we also had a loss of life with a tornado in North Dakota. Let's talk about some of the recovery and the cleanup. Joining us now, he's the president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. Justin Sherlock is with me here today. Justin, it is good to talk with you again, sir. I hope all is well.
Hey, Jesse. Yeah, it's, things are going pretty good all in all. I say pretty good. We have, as you said, we had a little storm come through the area, but, You know, we're farmers. Everyone for the most part around here is okay. We're all just doing what we do in our small communities. We've been cleaning up this last week. The last five days, we've just been focused on what's in front of us. And, it was kind of nice seeing our small communities pull together. We had a lot of trees down, a lot of bins damaged and, you know, some people's houses, but, everybody came together. We were pulling trees off of people's roofs and vehicles and whatnot, but it's just nice when we all come together and small communities. Boy, we when things are tough, we just get stuff done.
No, that is a great point. I know your area, your neighbors, you were kind of right in the heart of that derecho and some of the tornadoes that went through, kind of from what I understand and what I've seen, kind of that Jamestown area into the north and east, and then as you get over into Minnesota towards Bemidji. And so you mentioned it, a lot of trees, structural damage. Was that some of the big issues seen across eastern North Dakota?
Yeah, that was the worst of it. I live right in the city of Daisy, kind of northwest of Valley City area, and we had a lot of whole trees that just uprooted. It's kind of crazy seeing these big tall trees just tip right over, and a lot of other communities had a lot of trees break from storms. But I think most of the damage that I've seen, at least, has been some roofs and stuff, but a lot of grain facilities really got damaged bad in this area. I think almost every farmer around here has had at least a few grain bins, if not their entire grain handling facility is just wiped out. So, there are grain dryers and grain legs on their side in this area. There's grain bins that are pushed in, entire sidewalls. And then I do know as you go east as well, I've heard, you start getting into that Page and Hunter area, a lot of machine sheds, went down with machinery in them. So I think a lot of guys are still really assessing the damage. And, we know the grain facilities are damaged. That's going to create a lot of problems come harvest. A lot of these machine sheds are down, equipment. I think guys are still trying to figure out, what equipment was damaged and whatnot, but we'll pick up the pieces and figure out a plan. But I think it's going to make harvest interesting with all those loss of grain facilities in this area. There was a lot of storage that went down, and, unfortunately, the weather this year, in addition to the storms, it's been really, really cool and wet. At least in my area, it's been wet as well, but really cool. And a lot of us are already starting to worry about the corn crop and is it going to reach maturity? Are we going to have a really wet corn crop? Well, now you lose your drying facility and handling facility. That just compounds the problem.
Yeah, well, hopefully we can get through some of those issues as best as we can. I know, obviously, for the most part, crops are emerged here at this point, but wondering, have you heard a lot of crop damage? Anyone replanting anything because of the storms, or did we come out mostly unscathed from that?
I think a lot of us are still kind of figuring out what the crop looks like after the storm. I'm sure most farmers are like me. We've done maybe a quick drive by, from the road if we had 5 extra minutes, but, I do know, my crops personally, I'm not going to replant any fields, but I do know some neighbors, in different areas that are replanting. I know again, that Page Hunter area, I know some folks over there that are replanting, soybeans in particular. I heard some edible beans were wiped out. So I know there's replanting occurring if the rains hold off. I think the crop was damaged, but I think a lot of us are still in the assessing phase trying to figure it out. And honestly, the crop didn't look – the soybean crop was struggling before that, as was the corn crop. Again, like I said, just a lack of heat, and the crop has been off to a really slow start this year. So I guess we'll see what happens, but I think a lot of us are already factoring in we're not going to have a bumper crop by any means this year.
All right. Well, we do appreciate the update, and we'll be watching and keeping an eye on folks as they recover from all the storms and as we work through the growing season. Justin, any news from the Soybean Growers Association or anything else you would like to add here today on the show?
Well, I think, like I said, the last 5 days we've just been focused on what's in front of us, but I do know they're continuing to work on some of the stuff in D.C. in particular. We had some really good news on the biofuels front a few weeks ago from the EPA announcement of higher blend levels. Might face some challenges, but we're working through that on the Senate side with some of the policy language. But so, you know, it is promising to see maybe some work on farm bill priorities. Maybe not in a farm bill, but they are working on that and biofuels. So, you know, that's what farmers need. We certainly can't control the weather. There's so many things out of our control. But, boy, if we can get some of this policy stuff right and if they can keep moving that forward and provide the farmers a little certainty there, boy, that would sure be appreciated.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We've been down this road for so long now and hit so many roadblocks. It would be nice to get a little bit of policy certainty out of Washington, D.C. for sure. Justin, really appreciate the time. We'll let you get back to it. I know things are busy there, like you mentioned, but again, thanks for being with us on AOA today. And until next time, have a good one. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. That chainsaw's waiting for me, so we'll catch you later.
Pour a cup of coffee and get back to it, Justin. Justin Sherlock,
right,
president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association, joining us here today on AOA.